Hello.
Hey, there he is, the voice of the San Jose Sharks, Dan Rusinowski. What a weekend I had. I show up at the Sharks game. Dan Rusinowski texts me. He says, come up to the broadcast booth. And first of all, Dan's doing the games literally from the roof of SAP Center. And it was so nice of you, man. You had some cupcakes for me from this cupcake place called Frost Cupcake Company in Campbell. Absolutely the most delicious cupcakes I've ever had in my entire life. But watching you work was phenomenal. Nothing is written down. Everything's off the top of your head.
Well, that's how you prepare. I mean, it's just like how you do a morning show, right, Joey?
I've got everything written down. Right, what I'm saying right now is written down, for God's sake, Dan. Just kidding.
That's all. Look, let me tell you something, folks. When you go see Joey do this morning show, you'll be amazed. It's great to have you in the booth. And, of course, there's so much going on. And it's what we prepare to do. It's a lot of fun.
I mean, when you're sitting there preparing to tell people the scores around the NHL, you're unlocking your phone as you're speaking. I mean, you're doing 17 things at once. It was really impressive. And, boy, what an impressive victory in overtime, Dan. How did you see the game? What did you think?
Well, I think it was one of the most important games of the season that you and the family witnessed, because this was a playoff team, St. Louis. They're really a good club, and they're exactly the kind of a team the Sharks are going to face in the postseason. So the fact that they were able to deal with the challenge, they knew St. Louis would fight hard to come back and tie it. And, wow, what a beautiful goal in overtime by Kevin LeBanc. Just absolute sweetness what we saw there. So that was a really good sign for the drive down to the final 10 games. And then, of course, what's going to happen in the postseason is a lot like what the Sharks faced in that game.
What are you expecting? Tonight, coverage begins with Dan at 4:30 right here at KFOX against Minnesota.
Yeah, thanks for everybody for joining us on the drive home today. I'll tell you what, this is a desperate Minnesota team. This is weird. We're kind of taking this for granted. The Sharks are a great home team, and you assume the other teams are too. Minnesota's only got one win in their last 8 at home here in St. Paul. So they're really, really on the cusp of maybe not making the playoffs, and they're kind of in that wild card position. So they've got some injuries. Their captain is out, that very valuable player, Mikko Koivu, but they've got the workhorse of the league in Ryan Suter. He plays more minutes than anybody else. So it's going to be a game in which the Sharks are going to depend on their defense and depend on opportunism, because Minnesota is going to be really desperate. It's a tough couple of games here today against Minnesota and tomorrow in Winnipeg, and it's going to be a big, big, big challenge for this team.
Sharks versus Minnesota, hear it right here, 4:30 this afternoon with Dan Rusinowski, the radio voice of the San Jose Sharks at 98.5 KFOX. Hey, thanks again, Dan. Appreciate it. I had a great birthday. Thanks to you, man.
I'm so happy to hear that, Joey. We'll see you soon. Talk to you tomorrow.